What is going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA podcast. I am your host, Josh Prep Ikina, and I'm sad. I am very sad, actually. It is 12:22 a.m. on Friday morning. And I just finished watching the Phillies game, and they lost a heartbreaker, 3-2. It was a really good game as far as, you know, drama, but we just could not get any runs. We had the same amount of hits as the Astros, and we just could not pull it through. Breaks my freaking heart. Now we have to go back to Houston, and to win, we have to win two games in a row in their house. So forgive me if I'm less than optimistic, but it's okay. We were never supposed to be here. But we made it, and I pray that they maximize their opportunity. Oh, man. But it's been fun watching the game. It's like a weird family bonding moment. I've been watching it with my wife at home, and then I'm in this group chat with my brothers and my dad, and we're reacting, you know, live to everything, and it's actually a pretty good time. It's the most we've probably all interacted since I was a kid, as far as like all of us at once. And we're not even in the same room, most of us not even in the same state, but it's awesome. Yeah, I got a lot going on this week, so I'm gonna try to run through it. I am leaving to Philly. I should be by this time tomorrow. Remember, it's Friday, so around 12 hours from now. No, I'm sorry. Like 20 hours from now, I should be in Philadelphia. I have not been there since my mom passed away, so it's going to be pretty odd, but I'm looking forward to it. It's just me and my brother Jonathan going, and we're actually going to celebrate. It's the church's anniversary, Free in Christ Pentecostal Church in North Philly, and it's actually my dad's 25th pastoral anniversary. He's been a pastor for 25 years. To put that in perspective, I am 31 years old. Since I was 6 years old, my dad has been a pastor, and I'm excited to celebrate with him. I'm excited to celebrate with the church, and yeah, I'm excited for the trip. You know, it's a quick one. It's a quick one. We get there really late tonight, and we leave Sunday afternoon. We'll be back home before you know it, so it's cool because we're flying. It's not the, you know, 20-hour round-trip drive, but it's still worth it. I can't wait. My dad is, you know, he probably can't wait to see us. So, yeah, as accustomed to the last few months, let's go over my fragrance journey. So this week, I did a few swaps. I made a purchase last week, which I hinted at. Let's get into that first. So, impulse last Thursday while on my lunch break. Just, you know, I got an email. Hey, what you asked for is back in stock from fragrancebuy.ca. What I had asked for, Ministry of Oud's Satin Oud, which is a clone of Maison Fractionist Kirkjohn's Oud Satin Mood. So I was like, all right, I'm going to pick that up. You get free shipping if you fill your cart with five things. I had five items in mind because they did restock on Hamra by Latafa, which I swapped out because what I was swapping it for was something that was discontinued. It was a full bottle. I came out on top there. But so I got another bottle of that. I ended up getting a bottle of Eau de Passion by Frank Olivier, which is a phenomenal barbershop scent. I got Lataf Asad, which is a Sauvage Elixir clone, and I also got Armaf Odyssey Homme, which was supposed to be a Tom Ford Noir Extreme clone. They say it's like mixed between that and Dior Homme Intense and Valentino Homme Intense. I'll just say right off the back, Assad was a no-go for me, and Odyssey Homme was a no-go for me. Both sprayed on the skin. I did not like how they smelled, opening or dry down, and I put them up right away for sale and sold them. So what I'm left with is Hamra, which we spoke about on here. Oud Satin or Satin Oud by Ministry of Oud, which is all the rose in the world. It is a beast in performance. When I tell you, I sprayed it on my hand about 6 o'clock this morning. I washed my hand 1,000 times throughout the day. Got home and it was still wafting on my hand pretty heavily. It is all the rose. There's vanilla, there's violet leaf. The only thing you smell is the rose and maybe a touch of oud. It's nice though. It's super elegant, very situational if I was to use it at any point. And it's a good one. And Frank Olivier Eau de Passion is everything I want in a barbershop scent. I'm so happy I picked that up. My favorite purchase of the week, as far as purchases, and just a phenomenal budget scent. Also lasts really, really good amount of time. You know, like for a $16 purchase, 8 hours, you know, with strong progestin for three, is like unheard of. So it's a great pickup. And then I was left with three, yeah, because I sold two. I did a few swaps. So I got rid of Insurrection Wild 2, which I think we spoke about last week. Immediately put it up for swap. Got a deal for it. I ended up getting what's actually my scent of the day, Montblanc Emblem Intense, as well as Burberry Touch. Both really nice fragrances. Real quick, since I already said it, my scent of the day, Montblanc Emblem Intense. This was launched in 2014. This is a warm, spicy aromatic with top notes of cardamom, clary sage, grapefruit, and coriander. Middle notes of cinnamon, rose, apple, violet leaf, and nutmeg, and a base of tonka bean, suede, woody notes, and patchouli. Really heavy on the cardamom. Nice tonka bean in there with a hit of violet leaf. A little powdery. Cardamom on my skin like comes off like nutty almost. So yeah, I think it's super nice. I got it in on Monday. That was my scent of the night on Monday. My scent of the night today as well. So it's clear that I like it. I also got rid of Dark Cherry and Amber by Banana Republic. I thought my wife would like it because it was a little too much on me. I'm not a cherry guy. Maybe I'm not. But or maybe I just haven't found the right fragrance. We will see. But I thought my wife would like it. She didn't wear it too much. So I put it up for swap, and I ended up getting Halloween Man Shot, which I love. People say it's a La Nuit de l'Homme alternative. To me, it smells like 1 million. Super, super budget buy, good good longevity, good projection, and just a really nice scent. I don't see, this is completely pleasant, inoffensive, and I think that if you're just starting out, this is something that you should pick up just as like an all around, like, you know, hey, you could dress it up, dress it down. It's a really nice scent. That's Halloween Man Shot. That's the second from the house that I've gotten. And my favorite, because I did buy the Hypebeast Halloween Man X, and it just was not for me. It just wasn't. It was too loud. Too loud. And maybe I don't like coffee on my skin either. But right now I'm testing Hamra again. I wanted to remind myself about how great it is. It's still, hold on, still has like this apple pie like effect on my skin. I love it. It's like bold and like super warm and inviting. I love it. Such a good perk. I'm so glad to have it back. And I'm trying to make sure that I don't pull the collar off the atomizer like I did last time. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, and then when I got home today, I was actually sent a sample from the Air Company. So this isn't me saying, like, this was something that they offer. Like, they said, hey, if you send us your address, we'll make sure to get a sample out to you. So I requested it. I sent my address, didn't think nothing of it, and it came in today. So we'll test this right now. I'm going to spray it on my hand. Two sprays. This is like a 5 mil little atomizer. It's nice. It came in a little box. Oh, wow. So this is like pretty good, like right off the rip. So off the top, orange peel and fig leaf. This is the official notes. In the heart, jasmine, violet, azalea, and sweet water. And in the base, powdery musk and tobacco. So in the opening, let's see. Definitely getting that orange peel. It's so dominating. Maybe it's because of, like, that's the one thing I can say, like, oh yeah, I know what an orange peel smells like, so I'm still learning this whole notes thing, but it's nice. It smells good. I feel like this is going to smell great on my wife. Yeah, it says Eau de Parfum. This is the gimmick, okay? Air Eau de Parfum is the world's first fragrance made from CO2. Inspired by Earth's most abundant and vital elements of air, water, and sun, it's a genderless and limited-release fragrance. So, yeah, this is great. It's starting to get a little floral. I'm really excited for the dry down. We'll come back at the end and see if you can just get the powdery aspect of it, or if that tobacco is going to blend really nice with it. I like it a lot. This is going to smell phenomenal on my wife. But I could wear it too. 100% unisex. And I love the presentation of the real bottle. I'm going to see if my first impressions can possibly score me one of those. But it's phenomenal. This is a great fragrance. Don't know about longevity. Don't know about sillage. But if I waft it, it's nice. It's really nice. It's super floral right now, so it's clearly in the heart. I'll let you know when it gets to the base. I have one more thing coming in later this week. I got rid of Grassland by Banana Republic as well, so I am Banana Republic-less in my collection at the moment. Full disclosure, I probably won't go back to the house, except for Vintage Green, 70, whatever it's called, 73 Vintage Green. If I was to get one, it'd probably be that. It's the performance issues. I just think there's so much more designer stuff that I'd rather have. I get it. it's affordable, you know what I mean? But I think I enjoy the Middle Eastern flair more than like the name. Like I don't care that it has a name attached to it. I want it to smell better, or I want it to smell great. And a lot of these Middle Eastern fragrances do what Banana Republic does, but do it better. So I might be skipping out on the house altogether. I have one more thing coming in that we'll talk about next week when it gets here, possibly two, because I'm talking out a swap right now for one, possibly two. I told him, listen, if you have something where you'd be willing to take all of this, because I am trying to consolidate a little bit because it's on a second shelf. And once it starts to get to a second shelf, it's like, okay, maybe this is too much for me. But going through my Fragrantica, you know, adding stuff I have, I think the number is like 35. Now, one of them is a 10 mil decant of Grand Soir, but it's like a thick glass decant. It's nice. And it's going to take me forever to get through that 10 mils. So for me, it's fair to claim it in my collection. But yeah, I think that's it for my fragrance journey this week. A lot of fun scents to go through. Unfortunately, North Carolina is starting to like warm up again. So I'm like, great. Well, like I'm not pissed because I'm excited because I get to wear Missoni Wave again, because Missoni Wave is something that I got recently. It's like, oh, this is going to crush it in the summer and spring. But on those warm days, I like to splacka up, as Dedrick Hicks from YouTube says, especially with Missoni Wave. That is a fire scent. I am looking to get the Missoni Pour Homme for sure, but every time I'm on the groups, I see a bottle of Office for Men, and my buddy really wants that. So I might like take a sacrifice of, hey, what do you want? I can send you a lot as far as like, you know, two or three fragrances, four max, for your one. And I'd be wholeheartedly taking a loss, but doing it for the good of a friend. But there's some stuff that I'm like, I think I want that for me. So what did I see pop up on the group recently? There are some Karl Lagerfelds that I want. I want the rest of the Bois de series. So I have Bois de Yuzu and Bois d'Ambre. I want Bois de Cedar and Bois de Vetiver. I'm looking for the Ancre Noirs, preferably Sport or A l'Extreme. And I think I want to try Lalique Pour Homme. So we will see. I am taking it easy. You know, last week was super impulse, and you see what that did. I had to sell off too, because it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't needed, and they were not good. They were not good. I was hyped because everybody talked about how Odyssey Homme is so close to Noir Extreme, something that I tested recently, and it's not even in the same stratosphere. So take it easy on these Middle Easterns. And I think I'm going to do Mercedes-Benz Select Night for a Noir Extreme alternative, because they say that's dead on. So I'm going to try that. If it's not, I'm probably going to return it. But but yeah, that's my like love right now. Noir Extreme. Like, I was really excited for Oud Satin Mood. I also want to smell that on my wife, Satin Oud by Paris Corner. But Noir Extreme is the one where I'm like, yeah, I might have to figure out a way to get the actual bottle for once, quote unquote. So yeah, that's my weekend coming up and my fragrance journey. Let's take another whiff to see if this Eau de Parfum is in the base. You know what? It has like this really nice musk, but the orange peel and the floral still like it's starting to meld together. It's nice. I like it a lot. And like I said, this is gonna smell phenomenal on my wife. Just a chef's kiss. But that's Air Company Eau de Parfum. I'll make sure to wear this at some point before I record next week, and we can talk about it some more because this is so interesting. You know, the gimmick doesn't do it for me, the whole fragrance made from CO2, but the fragrance is done extremely well. Extremely well. So great job, Air Company. I'm excited to possibly get a full presentation of this and talk about it for a long time, 'cause we have a lot of fragrances back there. And to finish a 100 ml bottle is a long time. So that was fragrances. Let's get into fighting. We talked about the family, we talked about fragrances. The main focus, the fights. Let's get to it live from the UFC Apex in Las Vegas, Nevada last weekend. We had UFC Fight Night, Cater versus Allen. This was a fight in the featherweight division. Two top 10 guys, and Arnold Allen on an amazing streak. Calvin Cater trying to work his way back up. And unfortunately for both, I'll say that again. Unfortunately for both, Calvin Cater could not continue because of a knee injury. And Arnold Allen is your winner by TKO in the second round. It was never like a. It just didn't feel like a statement. Like, I think that this had to be a statement for Arnold Allen. And unfortunately, it wasn't. You know, it's not his fault. I don't think he did enough to constitute, you know, hey, you hurt him. But, yeah, I mean, it's clear, like in the rankings, they didn't even move him, which is crazy to say out loud. They didn't even move him. But I do think that he will get a bump in competition after this. Calvin Kattar will probably be out for a year. We saw his knee popped. It looked painful. But man, that is unfortunate for Arnold Allen, man. It's cool because I think in March they go back to England, so he can fight there in a prominent spot and probably not lose anything. But I feel like this was his moment, man. Really bummed for him. Max Griffin defeated Tim Means by split decision. Waldo Cortez Acosta defeated Jerem Vandera by unanimous decision. Trayshawn Gore had one of the most devastating guillotine choke finishes in the second round of his fight against Josh Fremd. It looked like he popped Josh Fremd's head off like a freaking Barbie doll. It was insane. Good for Trayshawn Gore for getting that finish and, you know, getting back on the horse. That was devastating. Really unfortunate for Josh Fremd. He just hasn't had the best of luck. Probably got called up, we'll say, a little too early because of, you know, the whole, you know, he stepped in to fight Anthony Hernandez, and then he loses that by unanimous decision, and then gets choked out by Trayshawn Gore, who is on the first losing streak of his life, has everything in the world to prove. He just ran into the wrong situation and got his head popped off. That was insane. Khalil Roundtree, quote unquote, defeated Dustin Jacoby by split decision. Super close fight from my eyes, you know, narrowly.
I thought
Jacoby won, but it was super close. Not gonna lie. Roman Dolidze rips apart Phil Hawes's leg and then defeats him by TKO. Or KO. It's just devastating. The knee thing was hard to watch. Marcos Rogério de Lima defeated Andre Orlovsky by rear naked choke in the first round. Jun Young Park defeated Joseph Holmes by rear naked choke in the second round. Steve Garcia KOs Chase Hooper in the first round. Cody Durden defeats Carlos Mota by unanimous decision. And Christian Rodriguez defeats Joshua Weems by anaconda choke. That was UFC Fight Night Cater versus Allen. Performance of the night, Trayshawn Gore, Roman Dolidze, and Steve Garcia. And Christian Rodriguez. I'm not going to lie, this card was hard to watch. I probably had half an eye on it. It just wasn't that great. I'm not going to lie. I was busy during this day too. I was not engaged in this at all. The most I was engaged was during the Khalil Roundtree fight and a Trayshawn Gore fight. Anything else was like, whatever. I was driving. I was in Target. It was just hard to keep up. I was super busy. That's what happens. This sport is year-round, every weekend. And some weekends, you're just busier than others. Just like this weekend. I'll be pretty busy. But this card is fire. And I'm 100% going to have an eye and a half on this thing. So live from the UFC Apex, it is a strawweight contenders fight. I think that this possibly could be a number one contender fight. Marina Rodriguez versus Amanda Lemos. Now, Amanda Lemos, for most of her wins, was like all action all the time. She's regressed a little bit, but I don't think that changes her potential. I still think she's an exciting fighter. A little older for, you know, an MMA fighter, but I think that, you know, after beating Michelle Waterson, she's in a prominent role here. Now, Marina Rodriguez probably never lost in the UFC because I thought she beat Carla Esparza. But listen to these names. She went to a majority draw with Randa Markos. She defeated Jessica Aguilar, Tisha Torres. Like I said, I thought she beat Carla Esparza, but she technically lost that fight. She defeated Amanda Ribas, Michelle Waterson, Mackenzie Dern, and Yan Xiaonan. She is on a hell of a run at the moment. And yeah, I think this is her second. Third main event. I'm sorry, I'm just making sure. I don't want to speak out of turn. This is her third main event. And this one might be bigger than all the rest, man. Her versus Amanda Lemos is big. I think both of these girls will eventually fight for a title. But if you win this fight specifically, I think you're next in line. It's a busy division. But I think that it needs some new blood. And it might be somewhere in this fight. Co-main event, Neil Magny versus D-Rod Daniel Rodriguez. That's a quick turnaround for D-Rod. At 170, I'm looking forward to what he does against Neil Magny. Josh Parisian versus Chase Sherman. Tagar Ulanbekov Tagir Ulambekov versus Nate Maness. Mark O'Madsen versus Grant Dawson. That's a phenomenal fight at lightweight. Two possible contenders, you know, top 15 fighters there at some point. That is a great fight. Derek Minner versus, this is a tough name. Shaylin Nurdonbeki. Sorry if I butchered that. Miranda Maverick is back versus Shauna Young. Mario Bautista is back versus Benito Lopez. Jinyu Fry versus Pollyanna Viana. Ludovic Shalinian versus Johnny Munoz Jr. Jake Hadley is back versus Carlos Candelario. And Ramona Pascuala versus Tamires Vidal. So we did lose Jailton Almeida versus Maxine Grisham and Bryce Mitchell versus Movsar Evloev. But all in all, this is still a fun card. 12 fights. This card is better than last week's card. But let's be honest, all these cards are just placeholders for next week's party. So we will cover that next week. But this has been this week's Your Boy Elroy. I am Josh Prepagina. You can find me on all forms of social media. Elroy Prepson, one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as Teespring. Teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA Podcast. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Love your mothers. I love you, Mom. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.